This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. It's hard to believe, but VPR listeners have been transfixed by the Eye on the Sky weather forecasts here on VPR for more than 37 years. It was December of 1981 when the partnership between this station and the Fairbanks Museum began. Now, we know you pay close attention to what the Eye on the Sky team has to say because you let us know when something goes wrong or if we change the schedule for the weather broadcasts. We've had Mark Breen, the senior meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium, on Vermont Edition a number of times to discuss the weather, but today he joins us to share a behind-the-scenes look at the Eye on the Sky operation and give us an update on a voice you haven't heard from in a while. Mark, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Well, thank you, Jane.
How did this partnership start between VPR and the Fairbanks?
It turns out that Vermont Public Radio's first president, Ray Dilley, was from St. Johnsbury. And so as VPR was, you know, kind of getting off the ground, so to say, in the late 70s, he was looking for a program that would be local, that would have weather. And he was familiar with the Fairbanks Museum doing weather forecasts as a kid growing up. And so he contacted the museum and through a series of conversations and so forth, developed the idea of a statewide forecast and really a region-wide forecast now, which we call Eye on the Sky, and first went on the air in December of 1981.
Now, Mark, you sound very youthful. Were you around for that? Have you had this job for 37 years?
Just about. One of the very curious things about this particular beginning was that Steve Molesky was the first voice on the Eye on the Sky.
Wow.
But Steve started that. In fact, I think almost before he even started, there was another venture that was starting up at that time, something that we can know as the Weather Channel. It was started in part by one of Steve and I, former professors from Lyndon State College. And so he really wanted to go to Atlanta. And he was looking for somebody to take his place. So really within just a couple of months after he was on the air, he was there for December and January. I started in February of 1982.
So you and Steve have also known each other for a very long time. And Steve Molesky, of course, such a fixture to so many VPR listeners. And we haven't been hearing him in the last several months. And that's because he's been undergoing treatment for cancer. Can you give us an update on how he's doing?
Sure. Well, so one way to just get that impression is that a couple of Fridays ago, I was just sitting at my desk and Steve just suddenly popped in the door completely unannounced and a wonderful surprise. So Steve has been undergoing treatment, and after the first series of treatments, he's been regaining his strength and appetite and so forth. So he is up and about, and the first series of treatments was successful, got him to where they want him to be now, but he has more to go. And so he'll be undergoing some additional chemotherapy on through the spring, and hopefully in late spring he'll be ready to do a bone marrow transplant. The goal being that toward the end of this calendar year, that Steve will be back and ready to do some of his Eye on the Sky forecasts again.
Boy, we certainly hope so, and we've been thinking about him a lot and thinking about his absence. But also, in the meantime, you are bringing on some new people, and one in particular that you want to tell us about who we'll be hearing from regularly soon.
That's right. And Steve realized that this is going to be a long process and really felt that we needed to have somebody here to kind of take up the reins, so to say. And so just starting yesterday as his first day here at the museum undergoing some training now is Christopher Kurdick. He lives in Hardwick. He's been a longtime fan of Eye on the Sky. He actually told us this is his dream job. So
yeah, you have to say that in a job application, don't you?
Well, I suppose, but I can tell you, he's really, really, really excited. But he's not done this kind of work before. So I don't want to get folks thinking that they're suddenly going to hear him next week. We're going to give him a little bit of time to get his footing around here. And so hopefully in a period of weeks, we'll be hearing him on the air.
Well, what are the skills that you need to learn to not just be a meteorologist, but one who can then convey all of that very complicated sometimes information to a radio audience?
Well, that's really tricky. You know, if you look at weather online or you watch a television broadcast, you have a picture. Mm-hmm. Of course, radio, we paint those pictures with words. And so part of the process is understanding, you know, how to phrase things in the best way so that you can kind of get the right information and hopefully, you know, help people. I mean, that's the real goal, is to make sure that people are hearing what we want them to understand about the weather so they can go about and plan their activities, their day.
You know, I always listen for the agricultural forecast, even though I'm not a farmer. I want to know what the drying conditions are, you know, and also some of us who mow our lawns might also need to know what the drying conditions are. But sure. How do you decide what to include? Because certainly the eye on the sky weather forecasts are often much longer and more involved than some of the ones you hear in other places.
Right. It is always a challenge, Jane. You know, it's kind of funny, as much as, you know, we have these wonderful, you know, periods of time to be able to talk about the weather, there's still so much more weather to talk about. So part of it has to do with, you know, what's the most critical thing going on. And so, you know, any sort of storm or situation where there are some critical weather events, you know, for farmers, for example, as you mentioned, the farm and garden forecast that we do, frost is obviously concerned, extended drought, or, you know, excess moisture, the flooding and so forth. So those are the kinds of things that we focus on. But we also, with the help of Vermont Public Radio, we have the Eye on the Sky website, which actually has more details, including maps and so forth, that you can look at. And so that's an additional resource for listeners.
So, Mark, most of us listen to your forecast partly as a way to figure out, like, can I get to work? Do I need to leave more time? Am I going to make it? Should I call in? But if you don't make it in, we don't even know. Have you ever not been able to make it in to give a broadcast or to record yourself?
I've never missed a broadcast, but I guess you'd have to kind of take a look at just where that broadcast may happen. I think one of the most infamous forecasts that we've ever done here goes back to March of 1984. We had a huge snowstorm. In fact, I know that I didn't predict it correctly. I think my forecast was for 12 inches of snow, which is a big storm, but we had 2 to 3 feet of snow. I got as far as about a mile outside of St. Johnsbury before my little tiny Chevette just couldn't go any more in 2 feet of snow. So I walked for a mile, got to a house, some people that I knew. She was shoveling off her porch step, offered me a cup of coffee, and I looked at my watch, and I said, you know, if I could call from the living room, I could do the weather forecast from your living room, and that way I would be on time. And so that's probably the best example I can think of, you know, being able to get there, you know, just in the nick of time, I guess.
You know, I think many of us often feel like you're in our living rooms already. So it's kind of ideal if you actually are in someone's living room to do
there
it.
There you go. Yeah.
Mark, any changes you see coming, any that you can forecast now? For, are we going to have the same type of Eye on the Sky broadcasts for the rest of our lives, which it would be a wonderful thing?
Well, I don't know, you know, how the media will change, because media has been changing all of the 37 years that we've been doing this. But I think there are more opportunities to get the word out. I think you'll see more of a presence online. But I think those descriptions of the weather will continue to be something that I hope everybody enjoys on air.
Well, Mark Breen, senior meteorologist at the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium, thank you very much for sharing a little bit of the behind-the-scenes approach to what Eye on the Sky is like.
You are so welcome, Jane. Thank you.
And please give our greetings to Steve Molesky. I think all of us here and all of us listening are really pulling for him and hoping that he's on the mend and that we hear his voice back again soon.
He's really, really appreciated all the support.